one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
So the next pick is the Jets. And this is a Joe Douglas run team. We know they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. For the purpose of this draft, they're going to keep this pick and, let's say, trade next year's pick to get Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to make a pick at 13. Baldy, I know you are very familiar with Douglas and the type of player he wants. In this situation, the three tackles are gone. So I could consider Darnell Wright as a right tackle from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He was probably the best right tackle in the draft. Mm-hmm. And I know they've got Quinn and Williams there, who's a animal up front on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. But I feel if the draft breaks this way, and Lucas Van Ness from Iowa is there, he strikes me as a Joe Douglas player. I think they'll take him. And even though their defense made strides with Saleh, I think they'll add to it even more and take Lucas Van Ness with the 13th pick in the draft. Your thoughts?
Well, I just spent 10 hours at the Jets today. Not that I got any inside information. I didn't. But we were talking about a lot of possibilities and breaking down draft possibilities. So that's what I was up there for. So it's interesting. Like, first of all, I don't believe that Joe Douglas would pass on Darnell Wright. I just don't. Like, okay. He's my favorite tackle in the draft. I'm flat out. I'm on record saying that. I love him. I saw him play left tackle, you know, in 2021. I saw him shut down Trayvon Walker. I saw him pitch a shutout against Will Anderson at right tackle this year. I love his size. You know, it's 6'5 and a half and long arms and 35 pounds. And you watch him run the way he did, which I think is better than most people thought he would run. And then you look at 42 starts, and then you say, okay, I saw him play right guard, left tackle, right tackle. Like, he's got to be smart enough to learn those positions. And look, if Mekhi comes back, if Dwayne Brown's back, they could battle out at left tackle. I hope Mekhi's back because I just want to break him down on Mondays because mm-hmm. I love Mekhi when he's healthy. But I feel like right tackles, I know Max Mitchell played there some last year as a rookie. He's coming off a major injury. I feel like they have to get this line right. They, you know, and Joe, it frustrates the hell out of Joe that they haven't. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Kansas City fixes their offense line in 1 year. Bam.
Yeah.
Two draft picks, you know, free agent, left guard, no trade for Zeus. They fix the line. One off season, two straight years, played almost every game. Like, they have, you know, because of injuries, unfortunate things, like, they haven't been able to do it. I feel like they got to get that right. Now, if you talk about.
But what if they look at Van Ness's TJ Watt, Baldy? I think they might. I think they might view him as one of those types of cornerstone pass rushing types. You don't see that?
Well, I mean, I see, like, speed to power. I don't see anything else. I see a guy that didn't start a game at Iowa. I'm not knocking him. Like, that's their system. But he still let him in tackles, tackle for loss, and all that stuff. I saw him run over Peter Skoronski's, a long time ago, Skoronski. But I feel like if they open up, let's just say this, okay? Let's just say the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the whole buzz opens up the Cowboys on Sunday night. Okay, to start the season next year. Mm-hmm. NBC prime time. Let's just say that. Just making it up. Where's Lucas Van Ness playing? Is he
That's
playing
a great question.
Over Jermaine Johnson? Is he playing over Carl Lawson? Where's he playing?
I think he's a move him around the chessboard guy, right?
But if it's you know, Dak's under center and he's handing it off to Tony Pollard. Like, where's he lining up? Is he lining up next to Quinton Williams? Like, I saw him play up and down the line, but I can't believe he's going to go up there against Zach Martin and take Zach Martin on day one. So my thing is, like, okay, like, he has value, and there's certain people that have him ranked pretty high. Obviously, you do. And I see the you know, the length. I see his attributes. I'm not sure. Like, if you said, okay, we're going to plug him in a starting defensive end spot, I'm like, okay, over who? He's going to beat out Jermaine Johnson? He's going to beat out Carl Lawson? I don't see that happening. Now, is he going to rotate in? Possibly. They drafted two defensive ends last year. They need a defensive tackle. You mentioned that. But I don't see anybody here. So that's my only issue with Lucas.
All right, so I almost want to change my pick. You were so good there, Baldy, but I think that would be breaking the rules here. But one quick thing, you think Wright could play left tackle? Did I hear you correctly on that?
Well, I saw him play left tackle in 2021, and he looked just fine. Now, is he a better right tackle? I think so, but I see him do things at tackle that I see Trent Williams do, and not many other people. Now, I'm not comparing him to Trent Williams. He's not that. But I see him do things with his hands, knocking guys' hands down, getting them off balance. Like, I see him. He's got this. He doesn't just block people. He mauls people. Like, there's some technique things he's got to learn. Mm-hmm. But I also see him just bring a whole can of nasty, to the field on Sundays. That's such a – I just plug and play him at right tackle for the Jets. And whatever happens at left tackle, they're going to get a good player there, whether it's Mekhi or Dwayne. Like, I can see an Ali, Ali comes back and they draft a center. Like, I can see this thing coming together quickly up front. And they've got to do that for Aaron Rodgers.
So now you get to make Bill Belichick's pick, Baldy. You get to do something with Belichick here at 14. There's a lot of different options. He can't draft wide receivers to save his life. That's like the one Achilles heel he's had. All the receivers are out there. He loves secondary players, and you hit on it. All the corners are out there at this point too for him.
I mean, they could. I mean, if Darnell Wright hasn't been taken, like, they could go tackle, no question about it. They want to run the football. Darnell Wright, I think, is the best run blocker in this draft. It makes sense. They have been. I've been watching them juggle this offensive line like all year last year. I mean, different starting lineup almost every week. Now, sometimes because of injuries, but sometimes like they just didn't like the way a guy played. So that would make sense. There's not a corner off this draft, and this is a good class of corners. There hasn't been a wide receiver taken, and they desperately need a wide receiver. They need somebody to just juice this thing up on, for Mac Jones and everything else. And then, so I go, okay, would I take Witherspoon or Gonzalez? Would I take Wright? Would I take, Jackson Smith and Jigba? And just, go put them in the slot. And just let him play like he did in 2021 when he had 600 yards at Ohio State. Like, I don't feel like New England can go wrong with any one of those three players. But Devin Witherspoon I haven't seen a corner hit like that since maybe Ronnie Lott. And the question is, like, what's his long speed like? I think he's got plenty. I just know that the way Stephon Gilmore played, the way that he read routes, just jumped routes. Like, I feel like Witherspoon could do all of that. I'm going to say they love to play man coverage. I know Jalen Mills is probably coming back, and he's not a good man coverage guy. Like, they've got the Joneses that they drafted last year. Like, I feel like Devin Witherspoon would be too good to pass up right here.
Okay. I could definitely Ty Law, Gilmore. I mean, he's obviously a guy that made his bones in the secondary and someone that's what? Where would you have Witherspoon ranked overall as a prospect, Baldy? Is he a top 10 prospect in this draft, would you say?
I think so. I think he is. I think he just brings a physical element that nobody else. I mean, Porter, Gonzalez, Deontay Banks. I mean, you just go through the list of these guys that are really good. Man coverage, length, the ability to run, turn, all this stuff is there. But I haven't seen anybody hit. Like, now, you can't, like, look, Rex Ryan used to say, I got none other guys that can make tackles. I want my corners to cover. Like, there's different philosophies out there, but you can't help but notice the presence that he brings on the corner.
So I'm going to pick for Green Bay here, and they've got to find Jordan Love some guys.
Yes, they do.
Christian Watson broke out late in the year. I feel like a million mock drafts have them taking a tight end in this spot. Dalton Kincaid's a very popular name for them, the Utah tight end. He seems to be, by most draft nicks, the top tight end of this draft now, passing over Meyer from Notre Dame. Smith and Jigba is exclusively a slot guy, Baldy. His slot right, for the most part, at his size and speed, that's really where he did his damage when he had 1,600 yards at Ohio State 2 years ago before the hamstring injury. I will mock him to Green Bay in this spot to give Jordan Love a reliable target. Now, I watched the guy in the Rose Bowl 2 years ago and thought he was the second coming of Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I have that derangement syndrome on Smith and Jigba. And then he barely played last year in 2022. And look, I know that combine numbers and stuff aren't the end-all be-all in Pro Bowl and Pro Day stuff. What's your tape say and all that? But Baldy, was the speed a concern for you when you saw 4.52? I mean, there's edge rushers in this draft that run faster than this guy. And most of the people who, like you, study this stuff for a living say the same thing about him to me. He doesn't run away from coverage. He's not someone who's going to run past people. So my concern here with this pick is, am I drafting basically a guy that's Robert Woods or Jarvis Landry with the 15th pick in the draft? Really good receiver, guy that can catch 100 balls. But did I just get a number one wide receiver with this pick, Baldy?
Well, I mean, look, the best receiver in football, debatable, Davante Adams ran a 4.56 coming out of Fresno. I mean, nobody ever talks about, you know, what he ran, but he was a second round pick, 53rd pick in the draft. And that was the reason why. He also became the best receiver in football because he never stopped working at it. And he has changed the speeds and he's a route runner. And, you know, he just has confidence and he's got tremendous hands. So can Njigba be Devontae? I don't think he's as big as Devontae.
Nope.
But there is some limitations. I don't think he's the best route runner in this draft. I mean, there's some guys in this draft that are, like, I think Jordan Addison is a better route runner. I think Safe Flowers is. I think Josh Downs is. Their ability – and route running, to me, when you watch Justin Jefferson and some of these elite guys, Keenan Allen, whatever, when you watch these guys, the key is, can they change directions without losing speed? Because that's what they do, subtly. Change directions, get the defensive back to move, and not lose speed. Amari Cooper, like, that's what these guys can do. I think – Njigba is close to that. I don't see it on a regular basis. And the fact that he didn't play really this year, that hamstring injury lingered for as long as it did, that bothered me to a degree. I'm not knocking him down. Guys get hurt. Guys come back from injuries. It happens. But a wide receiver, you go, can this show up again? Can this be something that could plague him? You know, I mean, some of these guys are just wound tight, you know, and the hamstring, you know, they're too twitchy. You know, and so he has elite quickness. Like, you look at his short shuttle and some of the things he did, like, it's elite. You know, Odell Beckham was under a 4 in a short shuttle. So was Njigba. Like, he's got that going for him. But I'm not going to argue. Like, I think they need a slot receiver. You could say Romeo Dobbs. Like, you give me Watson, give me Njigba, like, give Jordan Love some help. I'm all for it.
All right. So that puts you back on the clock for Washington, Baldy. And I feel like in this spot, I'm going to almost try to predict the pick here from you. I think you're going to have them take a corner with this pick. Is that right?
I am. I think it's a real need. I think their defensive front is loaded. I think the linebacking core is solid. I think we saw the safeties last year really step up. So I feel like corner is a position that Ron Rivera would love to have. And so I feel like at this spot with Witherspoon gone, I'm going to – like, I know there's a debate, you know, is Gonzalez, is it Porter, is it Banks? But I happen to love Deontay Banks. But I feel like right here, I'm going to go Christian Gonzalez. Like, I just feel like he's super smooth. He's really long. We saw what long corners can do in this league last year with Tariq Woolen, with Sauce Gardner. Like, it's almost impossible to get the ball over their head. You don't even have to be – you just have to be in the vicinity. And it's just hard to complete go routes, you know, back shoulder fade routes. It's just hard to complete deep balls against these guys because of their length. And that's what Gonzalez gives you. He's got great character. I think he's a worker. He's got great production. Like, I feel like they can't go wrong if Gonzalez is there at 16.
Let me ask you just as a sidebar. Did you have Stingley ahead of Sauce Gardner last year?
No. I had Sauce the number one corner.
So
and I like Stingley. Like, Stingley was injured. Yeah. I know all that. But I loved Sauce's size. I thought his size and the fact that when he ran 4.41 or whatever it was, I'm like, this guy's – I know the stats said he never gave up a touchdown, all that. Okay, that's fine. Like, this is the NFL. Like, I just wanted to see a guy that, you know, can change directions, backpedal, like, stick and move, that can run with the best. I thought he was the most complete.
Yeah. I I feel like Washington, even with this pick, which is a good pick, but if you go by the draft value, I just feel like they're building a team to go 7-10 or 8-9 every year, Baldy. And this would not change that for me whatsoever. Not that there's a guy on this in this spot who necessarily would, but they're just a stuck in the middle team. They are just your definition of the parity of the NFL team for me, Baldy.
Well, and I don't see that changing. Unless this defense, you know, unless this defense just steps up, which, you know, they've made some, you know, they ponied up and paid some defensive tackle, and, you know, they added some linebackers. You know, they
paid Payne.
They paid Duron, and he was, you know, he had a good year last year. You know, we got to see what Chase does. Like, he's got to get better. He didn't do anything when he came back from injury. Like, he's got to improve. He's got talent. He's got to improve. You know, and I love Montez. I feel like if this defense can be a top seven defense where they're keeping the score below 20 every week, like, I think they have that possibility. They played like that in the second half of the season. I feel like if they can do that, even in their division, keep the score down against Philly, keep the score down against Dallas, like, they could compete with all these teams. And I don't know what Sam Howell is going to be. You know, they're investing, they're putting a great deal of faith in a young quarterback that's made one start.
Yeah.
But they seem to believe in him. Okay. You know, maybe he's the next coming of, I don't know. I don't even want to, you know, speculate at this point. but you might be right if Sam Howell is just a, you know, if Taylor Heinicke is a better choice, you know, after watching him the first half of the season, then you're probably right with that assessment.
Yeah, I think they'll just go to Brissett. I don't think it'll be.
Well, Jacoby, like I've said, like the way Jacoby played in Cleveland last year, if he plays like he did in Cleveland, he might very well beat him out. But then, you know, you've got limitations with Jacoby. You just do. Like, yep. he played well last year, but I don't think he's putting any team on his shoulders and carrying him into the postseason.